Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As you know, in the public radio, public media world, there is a huge industry of science, physics, cosmology, books, movies, radio programs, television series that takes collectively as its mission explaining the cutting edge of science to the non-scientists of the world. And part of the mission is, in fact, to recruit new scientists to gather at the cutting edge and push it out even further. In many ways, the astrophysics world is kind of the holy grail here. Best graphics, most spectacular sense of awe about the nature of our place in the universe. Challenged perhaps by the cutting edge science about the brain, although brain graphics can't compete with what our sensors looking at the universe can deliver. So I want to tell you about a scientific presentation show. It's in a planetarium, so it's way beyond IMAX and mere 3D. But what's unique about this show is how little explaining it does. Dark Universe, the latest space show at the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History, makes you gasp not with understanding, but with how little we understand about the universe. Neil deGrasse Tyson joins me now. He's the director of the Hayden Planetarium and an astrophysicist himself, our good friend. Neil, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Saw this program, saw this space show, really loved it, and at the end realized that you're all about explaining mysteries or telling people mysteries, not explaining theories that, you know, physicists might learn in college.
Yeah, so that's one of the several elements that distinguish the show. So often you would go to a planetarium show or, as you introduced, there's so much accessible science programming out there. And generally you create a science program when you decide, we know this well enough, it's time to make a show on it. And then you walk away as a viewer saying, I now know more about the universe. We felt we would do an experiment and devote an entire show to two topics about which we know nothing. And one of them is dark matter and the other is dark energy. And collectively, we just call it the dark universe. So that's been – it was a challenge, but I think we rose to that challenge with a great team of writers and
Timothy Ferris, the writer.
Timothy Ferris.
Carter Emmert, director.
Veteran writer on all things astronomical. Carter Emmert, who's – we actually at our place have a title – Director of Astrovisualization. And that's the coolest business card you could ever.
Best job in the universe.
Yeah, but a lead curator is Mordecai Mark McClough, a colleague of mine. It's my narration. And we visualize these things we know nothing about using data collected from around the world.
And the stars, the dark strangers of matter and energy, aren't necessarily related. There's not an E equals MC squared relationship between dark matter and dark energy as
far
as we know.
If there is, it remains elusive to us. They just simply happen to be two profound areas of ignorance that in fact, the dark matter problem has been with us since the 1930s. It's the longest unsolved problem in modern astrophysics.
Remind us, because, I mean, dark matter and dark energy, physics buffs out there will know that we're not breaking any headlines. We've known about this for a little while. It's the nature of this show that really causes us to have this conversation. But dark matter and dark energy really are, first of all, most of what's in the universe. What we see is not what we get.
Yeah. So the only thing they have in common is that we name them in such a way that they share a word. The word is dark. But since we actually don't know what they are, I joke that we could have just called them Fred and Wilma. We just don't know. And so we shouldn't be too distracted by the names we've given them because the ideas transcend the word. So 85% of all the gravity in the universe has no known origin. Everything we know and love of material substance in this universe, you add it all up, it is 1/6 of the total gravity available. So we don't know. So we call it dark. We really should call it the dark force.
The dark force. Yeah, somebody's taken that one already.
Right, apparently.
But what I love about this show is how, aside from really setting the people in the planetarium in this milieu of the universe universe.
That's what distinguishes a planetarium experience from every other media experience you will have because you are completely immersed. It is in front of you, above you, behind you, to your left and to your right.
But the other really sweet thing here is how you portray the ways, the clever ways humans have managed to get a slice of this problem and figure out what's going on, the sensors, the little satellites, the odd sort of accidental discoveries that gave us this.
Yeah, for example, in dark energy, which is what we call this mysterious pressure in the vacuum of space that is forcing the universe to accelerate against the wishes of the gravity I just described. So you might say, well, how do you get a handle on that? Well, we get a handle on that through clever sort of backdoor means. What we do is we track supernova, stars that explode and become extremely bright, sometimes rivaling the brightness of their entire galaxy. So bright that we can track them across the universe. And upon doing so, we can then monitor how fast the universe is going, not only nearby, but back in time. Because as you look out in space, you see things not as they are, but as they once were. So you have a timeline down which you are measuring the expansion of the universe. And it's these, and we display for you how we came to these clever ideas. But nonetheless, we can measure dark matter, dark energy. We still don't know what they are.
So galaxies, glamorous. Super galaxy clusters.
You love me some galaxies.
Yeah, they're absolutely. So what is dark matter and dark energy? Kind of like the dial tone of the universe? Sort of unglamorous?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We thought that the galaxies were just what there was. And then we're finding out the galaxies are froth on some other substance, you know, the sea foam, and you can't notice the sea. It's like coming up to a city at night and you just see lights and you say, oh, these are pretty lights. And you don't realize there are whole buildings there and people and infrastructure. That's how blind we've been.
And the discovery of what dark matter and dark energy is certainly the glamorous problem in astrophysics, right?
Yeah, there's probably a half dozen Nobel Prizes ready to roll down the hill into the hands of those who make headway on those two topics.
You think this will come up? You're having a Star Talk Radio live at Town Hall here in New York.
Oh, yeah, tonight. My radio show occasionally does a live performance, if you will. And tonight it's all about gravity. But it's a total celebration of all the things that attract one another in the universe.
And in many ways, the problem of gravity, figuring out what it is, how much there is in the universe, is really the basis for the dark matter, dark energy problem.
Exactly. It's because think about it. We develop a hard-earned understanding of how things work. You trace it back to Isaac Newton. He said, here's your law of gravity. You write it down. That tells us the moon goes around the Earth, Earth goes around the sun. You can calculate that. We're good. We're feeling almost smug about it. And then you go to larger scales in the universe and you find out that that formula does not give you the right answer unless you put in some mysterious force we're calling dark matter. And so the study of the universe is actually as humbling an exercise as humans have ever undertaken.
Well, Dark Universe is at the Hayden Planetarium right now. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me again.